This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom, Rav Shalom Arush. Learning together with Hashem's help through the Hebrew version. We're on page 183, and we're learning about the importance of a husband to be grateful to his wife, to show appreciation, not only because it's good for Shalom by it, but it's also a very important midah. The midah of showing appreciation, being grateful. Without that, you can't have shalom bayit. So let's continue. Adam she'eino makir b'tovot she'osim imo habriyot. A man who does not recognize all the good things that that people, creatures, do for him. Then certainly he is also a kofer, he's also for sure ungrateful to the kindnesses of the Creator as well. Why? Because certainly a person who does kindnesses for him, he's only a pipe for the goodness of Hashem. That Hashem wants to send him. Any person that does you a favor, does you a kindness, is only a shaliach of Hashem. Only can Hashem want to do you a kindness. If your wife makes you a cup of tea, it's because Hashem wants to make you a cup of tea. So he sent you a wife, or sent someone else. If someone opens the door for you, holds the door open, so Hashem wanted that to happen. So if you're not grateful to the person, and you're also not grateful to Hashem, because you're missing, because Hashem is the one who's sending it. And if he doesn't see the good thing which was done to him through that person, then automatically he won't see all the goodness which is done for him by the Creator. Because if he doesn't recognize a good which is done by someone, kindness, then how can he recognize or understand that this person is simply a shaliach from Hashem and thank Hashem for that? In other words, if you can't see the messenger, how will you remember the one that sent him? About this it was said, the face of the generation is like the face of a dog. Like it says in Masechet Sanhedrin, page 97, that in the time of Mashiach, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. There's a few different explanations of what that means. But the peirush, the meaning that we're going to give over here, peirush hamakubal le'imrozo, one of the accepted meanings of this is hula inyan hayisurim, regarding suffering, moshe kashim makim kelev makal, like when you hit a dog with a stick. He tries to bite the stick. He doesn't look at who is holding the stick. So two people fight with those who are causing them suffering. And they don't look at from who the suffering is coming from, in order to wake them up to do teshuva. So that's us in this generation. Right, we have lots of suffering, unfortunately. Every generation has its suffering. But the difference is, in our generation, we don't look at the root of the suffering. We don't look at who's sending it. We just look at the suffering itself and complain about the suffering, as if the suffering is its own thing. As if the suffering has some independence. No suffering is independent. whether it's an illness, chas v'shalom, or a difficult financial situation, or whatever it is, whatever suffering it is, it was sent by Hashem. And if we only focus on the shaliach, only focus on the vehicle that brought it to us, then we're like the dog who just bites the stick and ignores the fact that the person is holding the stick and he's barking at the stick. Right? We're barking at sticks, which is a bit of a waste of time. Aval al pi ma she'amru chazal, but according to what Chazal said, she'adam hakofer b'tovat chaveru sofo lekvo b'tovat makom. Chazal said that a person who is ungrateful, stronger, I can't think of the word, but stronger than ungrateful. Ungrateful is very passive. But the Hebrew version is a lot more active, to be kofer b'tova. It's not simply that you're passively ungrateful, it means that you're...
Denies the good.
To deny the good.
What is kofer?
Deny, I guess. You deny the good. It's not that you simply didn't say thank you. You deny the good that is being done to you. In our day and age, it means that we just ignore it.
But it's stronger than that, because isn't kofar mean like a heretic?
Nachon, you're right. So you're a kofar b'tovah. You're a kofar, you're a heretic in the good that Hashem does for you, so to speak.
That's actually a better translation.
But what does it mean in practice?
In practice, it means that you're not only denying Hashem's good, you're denying Hashem.
Nahon, but in practice, we don't see that. So in practice, what does it mean? It means that when something good happens to me, right? Baruch Hashem, my finger heals up. All right? Or I get some money in from somewhere, or whatever. I'm not actively going out being a heretic. But what Rav Nachman is teaching is that by being ungrateful, I am. So I'm not recognizing it came from Hashem.
But you left something out.
Oh.
I.
Yes.
As when you're saying I did something, you're saying you're being a heretic instead of Hashem.
Right. But it's just in terms of describing how one describes that action. And I was just saying that the word ungrateful doesn't seem to really capture it.
Right, that's
ungrateful,
why...
Ungrateful is very passive. It's very weak.
If you define kofar
tovah
as a heretic, and tovah is good, modifying the heretic. You emphasize the word heretic.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. You're right, and you're truth. But if we read this, the people who are heretical in their good... etc., 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 then anyone who's listening is like, well, that's not me. I'm not a heretic. So we have to try to find the phrase which actually captures what I'm doing. Because I don't consider myself a heretic. But for sure, I don't always thank Hashem appropriately. I don't recognize Hashem, and I don't say it's from him. And I act like a dog that barks at the stick. I wouldn't call myself a heretic. I mean, I'd like, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, that's a bit too far. But the truth is that in the word in the Hebrew, that's exactly what I'm doing.
But there are people, there are plenty of people, you know, everyone can think back and recognize at least one person that they've dealt with who has that trait.
I want to recognize myself. There's no point a book coming along to teach me about other people. It doesn't do anything for me. I can learn all I like for 120 years about other people, and I'll end up in Gehenna, chas v'shalom, right? Because I learned all my life about other people. I have to find in here myself. I have to be able to see that this is talking about me, that I'm that heretic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm puzzling with. Because if I call it a heretic, I'm going to, no, that's not me. I'm not a heretic. And if I call it someone who's just a bit ungrateful, then...
It's
a bit wishy-washy. So there's something in between where I have to recognize myself as being this person who doesn't, because I don't see Hashem in everything. I forget Hashem all the time. I forget that this came from Hashem. I forget that this suffering came from Hashem. I forget that this good came from Hashem. It's easier to remember Hashem with the suffering, because now I've got someone to blame. But when it's good, so it's easier to forget. Easier to forget to thank Him, to recognize it came from Him. So, let's do a bit more. Aval al pima, okay, so Chazal said that the person who is kofer, I'm just going to use the Hebrew, kofer betova, he's a kofer betova, he's ungrateful for the good of his friend. Sofo, he ends up kofer betova hamakom, he ends up being ungrateful for the good that Hashem does for him. Uvenet imrazu gam bekivon hashini, we can understand this saying also in a second way. How? Shekamar Kaleb, just like the dog. Kishamotishim la makel. Ubakat sehu nuutsa umsat basa asisit. If, just like a dog, if you give him, if you stick a piece of meat on a stick and you give it to him, he doesn't see the stick at all. Why? He just sees the meat. Doesn't look at the stick. Just says, here. Why didn't see? He just sees the meat. Right? The other way around. And of course, he doesn't see that there's someone holding the stick either. He doesn't see the stick. For sure, he doesn't see the person holding the stick. Ela kokulomu kazbatavo leacholet oto chachat asa. Rather, all of his attention is focused on his desire to eat the meat. Kach b'nei adam, so too with people. Murkazim kol kach b'tavoteitem, they're so focused on their lusts. Ad she'enam ro'im afilu et mi shedarko hem mekablim tot, that they don't even see the one et mi shedarko hem, the one through whom they receive the good. What does that mean? Dahainu she'enam ro'im afilu et hamakal, they don't even see the stick either. I'll explain in a minute. But im ken v'vaday enam ro'im gam mi v'chazik et hamakal, and for sure, if they don't see the stick, they sure they don't see the person who's holding the stick. V'mashpi alehem et oto ha'shefa, the one who's giving them that goodness, derech oto shaleach, through the shaleach. They don't see the person, they don't see the stick.
The stick is the person
who's giving them good. Same is true of the good, right? We said on the bad that you don't see like a dog, you bark at the stick. So someone gets something bad and they bark at the stick. What does that mean? It means somebody comes along and rebukes you, tells you off. Right? You get a mouthful from someone in your client or your whatever. Oh, you're no good. You turned up late again. You were, and you get all angry with them. Right? Because you're barking at the stick, like the dog barking at the stick. And you're forgetting it's a shaliach that sent him. Right? So you're barking at the stick. But on the other side, also like the dog. Right? When the piece of meat on the stick, and he doesn't even see the stick anymore. He just sees the piece of meat. What's that? That's when you get something good. When you get something good, you don't even see the stick. Never mind the one who's holding the stick. What does that mean? So you don't see the person who gave you. You're not grateful to the person, even. You just got something good. Somebody gave you... Your wife made you a beautiful dinner. And you're so interested in this great steak. Oh, this is great steak. Oh, great steak. Lovely. Right? You forgot the person who did the kindness for you, made it, and shopped, and schlepped, and did all the good stuff. And you're just enjoying the result. Right? You come home, and it's tidy, and the place is wonderful, and it's all clean, and you put your feet up, and everything's good. And I'm enjoying my Noah. My bed's made, everything. I forgot to say thank you to the stick, so to speak, to call your wife a stick. But I don't even see the stick. I don't even see the shaliach. So for sure I didn't see the one who sent the shaliach, which was Hashem. I'm so focused on my lust, which happens, whatever that lust is. I don't even pray, thank the stick or the shaliach. Some more things to do tshuva about in our Hidpodidu. Upratishto, and especially his wife. Shnatan lo boe shetazulo, that was given to you by Hashem in order to help you. Hu hozer al ta'uto shel adam harishon.
It's like when you drive fast. When you drive bad, you complain about fast driving. But when you drive, everybody knows this. Most people
try that day. Alright. Alright. But they don't say thank you on the way out. No, fine. It's good to say thank you to the children. Okay. So say it particularly to with your wife. Hashem gave you to help you. And a person makes the same mistake that Adam HaRishon made. What was that? Because when Hashem asked Adam, HaRishon, what do you say? Hamina etz, Asher amarati l'chai et tochal mimena achalta. From that tree that I said not to eat, did you eat? Ana lo, he replied, those famous words of Shalom Bayit. Ha'isha Asher natata ibadi, hi natata li mila etz l'chol. That woman that you gave to me, she gave it to me and I ate. Oops. Had to live that one down for the next 925 years. 930 years. 930 years Adam lived. So 929 years and 11 months and 29 days. He was regretting that statement. He said that on day one and the next 930 years. You're like, oh, you're right, sorry. Tom, you had to do tshuva. But we made that same mistake. Umafaresh Rashi, Rashi explains over there, Shekan kafa Adam b'tovoto shel makom. Over here, Adam HaRishon, he was kofer in the goodness of Hashem. Shnatan lo isha le'ezer. Because Hashem gave him the woman, right? Someone gives you a gift of a new car, right? Your parents give you a new car. And they say, you know what? Just meters later at 9 o'clock. And what do? You get there at 9:30 and they say, why were you late? And you say, that new car you gave me, it's not so good. Right? Oh, thank you very much. You just kofed to the one who gave you the gift about the gift that you gave. So when you said to Hashem, we all said, Adam HaRishon said, thank you very much, but it was that woman that you gave me that made me mess up. To the one who gave me the present, the gift. That's very ungrateful. That's not good. Right? So it's part of that sin that we had to try and rectify. Saying, thank you Hashem for our wife. V'kasher nechshal miyad ha'isha ota. V'gam et Hashem yibarach b'atzmo. So when Adam HaRishon, he immediately failed, so to speak. He degraded the wife that Hashem gave him, and also at the same time, Hashem himself. By saying that the woman who you gave me is the guilty one. He implied that Hashem is the guilty one because you gave me that woman. It's your fault. You're the one who gave me that woman. Ubal Atorim Kotev, the Baal Atorim, one of the Perushim, the commentators on the Torah says, Shaheshiv Ra'a Tachat Tova. He returned evil in place of good. Hashem gave you good, a wife, and you gave him back a mouthful of ungratefulness. Behine. Right? And behold, amongst the blemish, the terrible blemish, the terrible pagam of the husband, Mishtashrim od v'od v'awim kashim, came out of that more and more difficult things. Aisha shaholechet im hagasha nora, shabala lo ma'arich et ma shehiosa. So the woman feels terrible that the husband doesn't appreciate her for what she did. Ki hi lo yoshev ita umodela, because he didn't sit with her and thank her, etc. Kamo shalamdu shatarik lasot, kamo vanshi yesh latanot alav. Like we learned that it's necessary to do, kamo vanshi yesh latanot alav. And for sure she's going to have claims against him.
Let's say there's an appointment.
Yeah.
Let's say 9 o'clock, you come 10. So now the boss say, why you come too late?
Yeah.
I say, because Hashem put me upstate in the way. It's your tool, right? There's nothing you can complain. I know when I was...
but I'm blaming Hashem.
Then you come too late and say, the way the timer was not sound, or the bus come too late, always, whatever.
Right.
You see, everything comes from Hashem.
Right. But I can't blame Hashem.
Yeah,
meaning, because the reason why Hashem did that to me, because it's my own fault. I'm the one, Magiali, I deserved it.
No, you have a reason why you have to come today.
So what are you going to say?
Early from the house, and there was a lot of...
Okay.
So
I can explain...
A lot of standing in the way. You can say but in a good way, not negative. I'm not saying negative. In a negative way. Because if you want to come 1 hour later.
I think so. I think it sounds okay.
Are you
expecting
to come
back?
The truth is, I guess it depends on the intention. Depends on the intention. If I'm trying to get, if I come to class late,
yeah.
why do I normally come late? Normally because the bus gets stuck in traffic. Right on the way. So what do I say? I came in. I apologize. I'm sorry. I got here late today. The bus was stuck in traffic. Right, that's what happened. Shit. How it happened? Why it happened? Who knows? But that's what happened. The facts. If I come in and I say, sorry, I'm late. Hashem made me late. It depends what the feeling is, because that it doesn't necessarily give over a good. The truth is, it was wrong, but depends how it comes across. Im habal zocheh lishmoa et hata'anot ulaavin shehi tzodeket matov. Va'al piwo, hu bechlal lo mevin ma hi wa sami menu.
Very short time. Lo me again.
Yeah.
Adam, he was right.
Nachon, he was right.
Because everything comes from
Hashem. Nachon, he was right. He didn't lie. He didn't lie. He said, the woman that you gave me to eat. 100% true. No lies, no exaggerations, and Hashem knew that anyway. Hashem was there watching the whole thing. Right? But it's not the fact that I told the truth. It's the fact that what I said, it's not appropriate to say that. Even though it's true. Right? So even though what your wife burned the dinner, it's not appropriate to say, this is burned. For sure it's burned. You burned it. Yes, you burned it. Doesn't mean that I should say it, even though it's true.
That's the worst possible thing you could say.
The mistake for him was, he can choose. He chose the wrong thing. He ate it. He ate at this moment, she gave him the food.
Right.
He can say yes or no. He said yes. So this was the problem.
In theory, he could have said yes. Apparently, he could have said yes. Apparently, he could have said that.
The moment that he gave me the apple.
Yeah,
I make a mistake, I choose the wrong way.
Well, it depends. It depends how you look at it.
Was the other way.
She was the other half in the shama.
Right.
It's not.
He chose the wrong way. This was his mistake.
I don't know if he could have chosen not to eat it once yet. I don't know.
Future?
Not in theory, but meaning. Tov. So what would happen? No, for the sake of the world, you can't have half the world split. I don't know how Tov, we would have a completely different Torah. if Chava had et and he hadn't et, how do you complete the rest of Bereshit?
Simple.
What?
Tshuva.
By who? Chava?
Yeah.
How? I don't know. You just got to, you got a completely different world.
I
don't
know
what the answer
is. It's an interesting possibility, but
yeah, it's like finish the story.
But the bottom line is,
sort of thing you get in English
she would have to do tshuva.
But the thing was,
and the snake is still responsible.
Right, but did she get thrown out to the garden? What, he's there in the garden by himself? And she's, I don't know, it's just a very...
No, but...
So that's why they come as a package.
But
like what? Like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw Am Yisrael sinning. On the golden calf. What did he do? He threw the tablets down to the ground. Right, so one of the nice perushim is, why did he throw the tablets down to the ground? Because the Gemara says that anyone who breaks something in anger, it's they're controlled by Avodah Zorah. They're serving Avodah Zorah, someone who breaks something in anger. So one of the parishes in that the Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the nation was serving Avodah Zorah, and he had to go down and be with them. He couldn't stay on his high level of being godly. He had to be, in the case of Avodah Zorah, so he had to smash the tablets. He's now at the level of serving Avodah Zorah. He's now with his people. He had to go be with them. So too, Adam HaRishon, maybe to some extent, he can't just leave his wife in the place where she is now.
But
so to speak, he complained too much. He said, you gave them so much gold.
It's different when you're arguing for someone else and not arguing for yourself. When you're arguing for yourself, you can't do that. When you're arguing for someone else,
it's not the same. You gave me this one.
No, because he's arguing on himself. He's arguing on himself. His wife could have said that about him. It was my fault.
Was compared to his Amisrael. It was
but
part of
the people,
he didn't sit,
the
but he
people
was,
that were worshipping the golden calf were the Arab.
Nahon, but
not the Jews.
No, but the Jews were also tainted with the same brush. We also suffered. We still suffer from the golden calf.
Let's say
we allowed it to happen.
So much money, no?
But he wasn't money for
it.
He wasn't money for it.
Nahon, he was said Yishakach. The Torah says, right? He wasn't punished for it, right? But he did it because he had
punished.
To.
Aaron was punished for the golden calf.
Aaron was, right? Because he allowed it to happen, but Moshe was no part of it.
But people would die.
And Joshua too.
The Arab problem was killing people right and left.
When he bring the Torah, and it was the commandment, he made
that. Nahon, so that's another reason. Lots of different perishim why you had to break them. Nahon. Tov. Okay. Anyway, so what's the conclusion? The conclusion where we got to is a person who is ungrateful for other people, and not only ungrateful to them, they're also being ungrateful to Hashem. Because they're forgetting that Hashem is the one who sent the goodness. And no more is that true with our wife, with the Shliach of Hashem. When we're ungrateful to our wife, we're not only ungrateful to our wife, we're also ungrateful to Hashem. Because Hashem's the one that gave us our wife. So at Hashem, you should always merit to recognize and see the kindnesses that our wives do for us, and to always thank them for everything. And everything, every single day. I mean.